We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Everyone, and welcome back to the Winner's Circle. We are here for another live eviction episode, a two-hour episode, I should say. And quite frankly, it was a snooze fest. I mean, did anybody else feel that way? It was a snooze fest of an episode. Going for 2 hours was like not a finale. It's like, you know, what are we doing? And we're so close to the finale that it's like, why would you put us through that? Obviously, we know probably because, you know, the Summit was a new show that is premiering on CBS. So I actually heard, so my dad was watching the show and he said that it is a very good show. I have not been able to watch it yet, but apparently it's really, you know, different. It's fun and it's very interesting. So maybe go check that out because that seems like it would be kind of cool. It's something new, right? I'm all about these new shows. But anyway, we're here for Big Brother, okay? We're here for Big Brother. Even though it was a snooze fest, there is a few things I want to dive into in regards to kind of how the game has played out to this point and where, you know, people lie within this game. The jury told us a lot of what we need. God, I'm having that thing again. I don't know if it's the light or if it's my hat or if it's my eyelash, but it's like, and for those of you that are not watching on video right now and are listening only on audio, it's like, I get this line on the right side of my eye and I can't tell what it is, but it's very distracting, especially when I'm trying to talk to the camera and talk to my people here. It's like I'm staring right at the camera and it's wildly distracting. Anyway, wow, just went on that rant there. That's the, you know, classic. I can't shake it. It's like here. I don't know what it is. It's messing with me. Anyway, make sure, listen, subscribe to the channel, right? Turn on those notifications. Make sure you're always here, tuned in, locked in to whenever there are new episodes coming out, because I got to be honest with you. I feel like keeping the ball rolling. What's going to be next? What's the next show? I feel like we're going to have a new season of Traitors coming out soon, which I'm fired up about. There's new shows happening. Maybe I'll cover some, like, you know, like Christy and I watch all these other shows like Love is Blind and stuff. Maybe I bring Christy on here. Maybe Christy and I start chopping it up about some of these relationship shows, because that's what feels like would be a little more fun, because her and I like have just wild banter when we're watching these shows. And I think it would be really fun for you guys to like kind of get a little bit of insight into, one, her personality, because she's a riot, and two, just how we go back and forth, because, you know, I'm an idiot and she's like very, Christy's very, very like objective. She's very like logical, and I'm very like energetic and spew out whatever comes to mind. And sometimes, you know, watching these shows, it's kind of hilarious how she just responds to me, because sometimes I just am like an idiot. So maybe that's what we're going to do next, because I know there's a new episode, new season of Love is Blind now on Netflix. Loving that. So going to be trying to keep things rolling here, because to be honest, this is a lot of fun and I like interacting, and I think it's going to be a better way for me to stay in touch, because to be honest, I'm not great with social media and stuff. And this is like a nice little, you know, even outlet to just come out here and have conversations and, you know, spark conversations. And I really enjoy that. So we're going to be keeping the ball rolling. So make sure you are subscribed to the channel and you have those notifications on so you don't miss out on any of the new content that is going to be coming to the channel. Alrighty, so we are diving into the final 5 week recap, the eviction episode. Spoiler alert, early in the episode. Also, all of you in the comments, wah, 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 It's not putting spoilers in the caption. It's not putting spoilers in the thumbnail. You're losing subscribers. Not losing subscribers, to be honest. My subscribers are going up, okay? So, you know, I understand your frustration, but it's like the comments, you're losing subscribers. It's like, well, you're going to tune back in, okay? You know you want to hear what I have to say. Let's be honest here, people. You want to tune in to what's going on here on the Winner's Circle. So you're going to be coming back. You're going to be doing it after you watch the episode. So you know what? If you don't get to watch the episode, stay off of YouTube. If you can't watch on TV, don't come to YouTube. What are we talking about here? You know you're going to get the recommended videos because you know my video is going to be recommended to you.
It's not that they have to stay off YouTube. They get a notification because they're subscribed.
No, they don't. The people that were leaving the comments were like, I come and it's a recommended video. Yes.
I saw someone say, the notification pops up on my phone. See, and this is unavoidable.
This is what, and so the
have
person.
Some respect for people's spoilers.
The person who Christy saw your comment, I apologize to you. And this, see, this is where Christy keeps me in check, and she makes sure that, you know, I keep it even keel. So you know what? I'm not changing how I feel about it. Deal with it. Maybe just, you know, stay subscribed to the channel, but maybe don't have the notifications on, but turn on the notifications.
I think you can do a happy medium compromise where you don't spoil everything. You give a little hint.
I'm going to spoil everything that happens. I'm going to announce I'm going to say who went home. Shout out to 3-2-1. Chemo goes home today on the eviction. So we saw Chemo go home. Really, I mentioned this earlier, right? It's been such a snooze fest for me. This episode was just it was like a snooze fest. It's like we're at that point in the game now where it's very clear who's going to win the game unless they go home. We saw insight into it with the jury segment that we had in the episode tonight because the jury is very telling. When they ask the jury questions to like, who do you think's playing the best game? When you get to get a little bit of insight into the jury having conversations about people that are playing good games, you can tell where their votes are going to go, right? So people are already kind of making up their minds as they get into the jury house, who's in the best position, who's well insulated, who they think is playing the best game. And it's not always just people that are winning competitions. Now, granted, that does play into, you know, winning the game, but competitions are not, like, we're not getting people at the end of seasons that are just like running through competitions. We're getting people that have a combination of, you know, strategy, competition wins, it allows them to have some influence, whether they're making the decisions, if people feel they're making the decisions when they're not winning competitions, that is also equally as powerful in my opinion. I think influence and competitions hold the same weight, and that's your social, like that's the social component to it. Cause like playing a good social game, like Cam was mentioning, like he's playing a social game and I'm just like, dude, you're floating through the game, bud. Like, yeah, you're like in well with people and like people like you. But like people are voting for the winner of a game. We're talking about a game here. Like, why should we vote you to win the game? And people need to get behind a story and people need to get behind like what you did to influence yourself being there, and just being liked in the house, like quite frankly, in my opinion, is not enough to justify being a winner of the game, right? So it's really, really unique to kind of see how some of these things are playing out. But I will tell you where somebody messed up, right? So I picked Mackenzie early in before we even saw anything. It was like an early random guess. Like, so I'm not even going to hold any validity to it, right? It's like me guessing that Mackenzie could have done well in this game. You know, it's a crapshoot, but you pick somebody who you think, you know, they can get along with different types of people in the house. So like whose personalities can kind of navigate a house of a bunch of different people and, you know, who can have some competition wins and who can kind of influence the game a little bit. I picked Mackenzie, and to be 100% honest, watching this season, strategically, Chelsea is in a league of her own, but there's a lot of decisions that Chelsea has made where I'm just like, you know, they weren't great in the moment, but everything has kind of gone her way now. So it's like, you have to give credit where credit's due. Like there were some things, you know, decisions with, you know, getting emotional over Cam and, you know, kind of getting jealous with his relationships in the house. Like she did a good way of kind of, you know, fitting it to her benefit. It maybe pulled Cam away from Mackenzie when Cam was starting to get a little close to Mackenzie. But I felt like things like that could have actually hurt her. But now that they didn't, you know, it's hard to mention her kind of doing anything wrong, because I'm seeing right now Chelsea is in the best position to win this game. Chelsea now gets to compete in the Final Four HOH. Chelsea won herself through the double eviction, which is so crucial and really important when it comes to determining who's winning the game, because that double eviction can go any way. And to be the person that won and set yourself up like she did, Chelsea absolutely did that. And then having somebody that you protected win the next HOH is really beneficial to you. And then influencing that HOH is also really beneficial. And I think people are really holding Chelsea to, you know, a higher level of strategic mastermind. And I'm talking about people in the jury than anybody else in the house. I think she's in a league of her own, you know, in regards to the other players that are left. And so Chelsea has really done a good job of insulating herself. People are noticing how good of a job she's done insulating herself. And that's what you want people talking about in jury, because don't get me wrong, they are just as bored in the jury house as you are in the Big Brother house. There's a little bit more distractions in the jury house, from my understanding, in regards to maybe like being able to watch shows and stuff like that. But for the most part, you can't leave this house. So you're still having a lot of conversations, and your mind is still so wrapped up in this game that it's hard to talk about anything else. And so what are they going to talk about? People that are left, who do they see? If so-and-so comes home and another person stays in the house, how much more is that going to cater to maybe a vote for them in the final? So, you know, there's a lot of Big Brother conversations that are going to continue happening in the jury. And I feel like Chelsea is at the center of those. Now, did I feel there was a point where Mackenzie could have been really influencing the game to cater to herself? Yes. So in my opinion, the two best remaining players in the house are Mackenzie and Chelsea, but Chelsea just does better than Mackenzie on a strategic level. And I think in perception of the other house guests that are in the jury, I think, you know, Chelsea is held in a higher regard. So I think it's going to really benefit her. But there was a point where Mackenzie really could have set herself up nicely, and how she could have done that and pulled the power into her hands was her HOH week when she sent home Leah. And you're starting to see how that is unfolding and how it can change week to week, right? So Mackenzie won the HOH before the double eviction, sends home Leah. Chelsea wins the next HOH, sends home Angela. Leah was never going to go after Mackenzie, ever. And if Leah was going to go after Chelsea and then still be close with Mackenzie, that's a benefit. And also, if Leah can go after Chelsea and bring Cam closer to her, now you have, you know, you have Leah, you have Cam, you have Angela. Maybe, you know, there's different things that you could have done to maybe like cater it more so when we got to this point where it's more in your favor, like numbers are more in your favor. And I feel like Chelsea has done a great job of making sure the numbers are in her favor, even when she wasn't the HOH. Like, two of the three last HOHs, Chelsea did not win, and a very close ally of hers and Mackenzie won. But Leah going home was a direct effect and harming Mackenzie and a number for Mackenzie and benefiting numbers in the house for Chelsea. And even though they're allies, it's really difficult to make this change or to understand this, especially when you're younger, when it's your first time playing the game. Like, I can speak to this very clearly and very perfectly. The first time I played the game, and Derek and I were very close, I was very young, and Derek was somebody that was very important to me in the game, and my loyalty to him was I was very blinded by like, okay, I'm going to do this for us versus like what is the most beneficial for me. And that's why I like really feel like I can speak to this, because I've been in both scenarios where I'm like, you know, the second time I went, every decision I made was, yeah, I want to make sure we're doing good for the group, but I also want to make sure that this is going to benefit me the most. And the first time I played, I wasn't making decisions that way. And so when you're in the game and I see Mackenzie doing this, I'm like, okay, she's kind of setting herself up to, yeah, can Mackenzie be in the final two? Yeah. Because Mackenzie is very strong in competitions. And quite frankly, this veto competition in the final four, I think Mackenzie has the odds to win it. I think McKenzie is a very strong competitor. Now, is that going to make votes go in McKenzie's direction? Probably not. Like, I think her winning and getting herself to the final three isn't going to be enough to sway people away from maybe voting for Chelsea to be the winner if Chelsea's still in that final two. Now, I will say, unless Chelsea wins the HOH, if McKenzie wins the veto, you know, depending on who that HOH is, you know, if Cam wins the HOH, which I really have a hard time seeing, you know, if Rubina wins that HOH over Chelsea, then Cam or Chelsea are going home. Now, I feel if Rubina wins the HOH and Cam and Chelsea and McKenzie are the ones that are battling for that veto competition and say McKenzie wins it, Cam is going home, hands down, obviously, over Chelsea. And I feel like, again, everything is just kind of setting up Chelsea to be in the best position in the final two, because I feel like, say Cam goes home, Cam's vote's going to Chelsea. Even if Rubina goes home, I think Rubina's vote is going to Chelsea. So it's like Chelsea is really setting herself up with, you know, people going home in a way where it's going to benefit her. Like, I think Kimo going home is going to get in there, is going to talk about how everything went down, and I think it's going to benefit Chelsea, right? So I think a lot of things are happening, and McKenzie was in a position where she could have started doing this for herself. But, you know, when Rubina came to her and mentioned information to her, she was kind of blinded by her loyalty to Chelsea. And Rubina was giving her a lot of insight into, yeah, maybe Rubina was, you know, fighting for her life and trying to play the game, but like, that's a pretty crucial piece of information to like hold and not want to share with maybe someone like Chelsea. Because, you know, that was the one thing when I was in the house the first time with Derek, there was never any information coming back to me of like, Derek is, you know, mentioning this and kind of throwing you under the bus, where Chelsea was absolutely setting herself up to, if she didn't win the HOH, line up McKenzie to be targeted and have her be like the sacrificial lamb. And so that information coming to McKenzie should have made her be like, huh, if that's how Chelsea's going to play it, then I need to make sure I'm also keeping numbers in this game that are going to benefit me over Chelsea. And Leah was one of those numbers. So keeping Leah in the game would have allowed Leah to compete in the double eviction, could have possibly allowed numbers to go where maybe if Leah wins the HOH, Angela wins. I think, I still think, you know, Kimo, Rubina, they would have ended up going. And so it would have kept numbers in the house in favor of McKenzie versus more numbers in the house that are in favor of Chelsea. Now, I know there's a lot of conversations that were happening on the feeds, you know, where people are starting to pick up on Chelsea and how well she's doing in this game. And when I say people, it was like really conversations between Kimo and Rubina. So I think Rubina still might possibly think to go after Chelsea as the biggest player. But again, when you win and you're in that decision, you're going to really lean towards someone that like you fully trust. And, you know, I think Chelsea has the gift of gab. I think Chelsea does a really good job of having conversations. We saw it tonight where she had a conversation with Rubina and McKenzie, went down and was brushing her teeth with Cam, and without actually having to say what she wanted to say to Cam, she like kind of hinted at it enough where Cam came to it himself. But that's like Chelsea planting the seeds. Like, this is just really good gameplay by Chelsea. And so I'm trying to just kind of go through the different scenarios of, if you're playing this game and you're getting towards the end of the game, you want to make sure that you're keeping allies in the house, you're keeping numbers in favor of you, and you're doing everything that's going to keep bringing you further and limit the chances of you possibly going home. And Chelsea's doing a great job of that. And McKenzie is doing a good job of keeping allies in the house, but there's information that's being shared with her that she should be really holding on to. And I think the biggest mistake McKenzie made was sending home Leah. I really think that if McKenzie does go home, which, listen, there's a chance McKenzie doesn't go home. There's a chance that McKenzie wins the final four veto. But if she doesn't and she does go home, I think it's going to be a direct relation to Leah going home, losing a number there, keeping other numbers, then getting the next HOH, doing the bidding and going after Kimo and Rubina. So now you've nominated them twice. And so if Rubina does win, you know, if Rubino wins the HOH, Chelsea and McKenzie are going on the block, but that leaves Cam there, who is 100%. If he remains off the block, say Rubino wins the veto again, or Cam wins the veto, like Cam is going to keep Chelsea over McKenzie. So it's like McKenzie kind of set herself up with limited numbers in the house to protect herself. And so this is where kind of like the maneuvering of the game and playing chess versus playing checkers is really important in this back part of the game when the numbers are getting very limited. So that was really important. And I think I didn't really touch on it much back then, but now after this episode, it's really important to kind of see how this overflows into the coming weeks, because now we're in the final four. And I think the person that is in the best position in the final four right now is Chelsea. Chelsea has McKenzie, who will protect her if she doesn't win HOH, Cam, who will protect her if she doesn't win HOH, and herself, who can protect her if she doesn't win HOH. So she has the numbers, right? Like, that's really important when it comes down to this ending part of the game. And so Chelsea has really set herself up nice. You know, I mentioned this earlier, the jury feels that Chelsea is setting herself up nice. We're hearing that when they talk about who they feel is playing the best game. T-Core mentioning Chelsea playing the best game is really, really important, because how does everybody feel about T-Core? Quinn said it when he saw her, "I thought you were winning the game." So there's a lot of respect on T-Core's name. And so if T-Core is in the jury house, vocalizing and championing, is that the right word? Championing? And being a champion for Chelsea, that's going to hold a lot of weight with people. Now you have Leah, who may be a little bit bitter towards McKenzie. Even if Leah felt like she had a better relationship and thought McKenzie was playing a great game, Leah to me feels like somebody that, if she hears that a lot of people are going to be voting one way, probably will shift and vote that way as well. And so, you know, she got backstabbed by McKenzie. Everybody's talking about Chelsea playing a great game. I could see Leah going and voting that way, which brings me to like my final point, that if Chelsea is in the final two chair, doesn't matter who she's sitting next to, do you think Chelsea is going to win on a unanimous vote? And in my opinion, I think Chelsea would win 7-0. I think Chelsea would win on a unanimous vote and make her the fourth person to ever win on a unanimous vote. And so I think that would be really cool to see, because I do think Chelsea is the best player in the house. I think Chelsea has played the best well-rounded game, right? Like, and it's not like Chelsea was just like dominating all throughout. There was a point of the game when Tucker was still there, when it looked like it was blowing up in Chelsea's face. When the alliance early on blew up from Kimo and T-Core swinging the other way, you saw the game kind of slipping away from Chelsea, and then she regained her grasp on the house. And like, that to me is like a really good player. Like, that's a really good representation of a winner of a season. Even though, to be honest, I feel like this is a season with a lot of people that weren't like strategically great. But Chelsea just, I think, you know, did a very good job this season dealing with the cards that she was dealt and maneuvering through the house the way that you need to if you want to win the game. And then you get a little bit of luck where she wins the double eviction. She needs somebody in her corner to protect her. McKenzie wins the next HOH. Perfect. Now she gets to compete in the final four. So now she gets to compete twice in the final four to protect herself and put herself into the final three. And to be honest, the people that are left, I think of the people that are left, McKenzie and Chelsea are the two best competitors. So now Chelsea just really needs to focus in on winning this next HOH and putting herself in the final three. And then really, she doesn't have to worry about what goes on in the veto because she knows she's safe. And it takes the pressure off going into that competition and allows you to play a little bit more relaxed. And so I think that could really be beneficial for Chelsea. You know, this has been a very, very unique season, very, very different from seasons that we've seen in the past. It was very like all over the place. There wasn't that one big alliance that just ran through the season, which made it boring. There was a lot of back and forths. There was a lot of flip-flopping. And so I'm eager to see kind of how these final weeks of Big Brother play out. It's been very interesting. You know, in my opinion, Rubina is kind of, she's kind of like a floater. She's not like a full blown floater, but she kind of is. And Cam to me is like kind of like a floater. But not like in a negative manner of like, oh, they're doing nothing. Like they're both still playing the game. It's just when it comes to winning competitions, there's points where, you know, you need to step up and win competitions to kind of make sure that the game is going in your direction. And for a while, you know, they were just in positions to really win vetoes because they were on the block a lot and not winning HOHs. And so that's when I say the term floater, it's not like, you know, like to me, Cam is just kind of floating through the game and he's just non-threatening. He's likable. He's not even close in competitions. Like the fact that he admitted that he took a break during the BB Comics is wild. It's wild. It's like you're in the final five of Big Brother. You're competing for $750,000 and you're in a veto competition taking a break. It's like, what are we doing? What are we doing there? So that was really interesting. And it almost backfired right in his face and made, you know, Chelsea and Mackenzie get a little skeptical of him. But ultimately it ended up working out in his favor because, you know, I know Chelsea was kind of talking about it too and having the conversations with Mackenzie, but man, that would have been horrible, horrible if they would have made that choice. It would have been more of an emotional decision and really just letting their paranoia get the best of them because like, even though Cam is not great at winning competitions, like Cam is a number in your favor no matter what. And all he has to do is pull out one competition and that it's going to benefit you. And the numbers are dwindling. So the chances of him winning are getting better. But I mean, these competitions, the final four HOH competition is going to be a mental one. And the final four veto is a mental one as well. So I don't see Cam really doing well in that competition. Now say, you know, I can't remember what the last two final four vetoes were, but I know on my season, it was the hamster wheel, right? And if you have anything like that's going to cater to a Mackenzie just because of the size of Mackenzie, she's going to be able to maneuver something like that to kind of go through, you know, sorting out the days. And I know Mackenzie, Chelsea, Rubina, they've been studying like crazy. They've been studying like crazy all these days. So I think they're going to have that like in the back of their head. Mackenzie is really, in my opinion, Mackenzie's the strongest competitor left in the house when it comes to comps. And so I favor her winning, you know, any competitions that are left that she's at least competing in. And so that's why I feel like, you know, I could see the final three being Chelsea, Mackenzie, Cam, or Chelsea, Mackenzie, Rubina, really just depending on who wins that veto, or Chelsea. I mean, if Rubina wins the HOH and Chelsea wins the veto, then I think Mackenzie's going home because I think, you know, Chelsea will keep Cam. So that would be like kind of like a gut-wrenching final four to watch. So I'm really excited, like, because there's different ways that this can play out. So I'm excited to see kind of what happens. Let me know down in the comments who you feel is playing the best game. I think it's going to be an overwhelming Chelsea. But if you feel differently, just let me know. Like, let me know if there's something that you feel I'm missing. I really love a lot of the takes that are coming into the comments. A lot of the comments that are being left, somebody left. I mean, I saw someone leave an all caps comment and I was like, yo, the all caps were kind of OD, but like the comment was low key, like really, really good. It was a really good take. And I kind of appreciated it. And it was really, there was like kind of like a jab at me in it regarding like how I played my first season. So that's why I wanted to make sure I talked about it here because it is really important to like reflect on watching somebody play the game and at least giving the insight based off of, you know, how I played in a similar situation. Like for me, it was really important to not only protect myself, but protect Derek, like equally as important as protecting myself on season 16. So like, you know, Donnie, for example, was a huge number for me. Donnie was going to benefit me over anybody else in the house. Donnie would have had my back. Donnie would have never done anything to cross me. But Donnie mentioned to me he would have gone after Derek. And that was really like, I was like, okay, well now we got to go after Donnie because he's going after my boy, even though it's like on season 16, if I really wanted to benefit myself, I would have kept, you know, Christine in the game. I would have made sure Donnie stayed in the game. And then those numbers, as we got further, would have been more beneficial to having numbers that would have carried me through versus taking all the people out that maybe would have targeted Derek and then carrying Derek through. So it's like, these are the things that you really want to pick up on as you're playing this game. And this is something that I kind of adjusted on with the All-Star season. It was like, I want to make sure like Nicole was with me at the end. I wanted to make sure Enzo was with me at the end. I wanted to make sure Memphis was with me as long as possible until we got to that point where it was like, he did end up wanting to come after me. But at that point, Nicole was there protecting me. So it was really important. That's why it's so important to have your numbers in the game. because it increases the chances that they win an HOH or a veto, which increases the chances of you being protected. And I think that's where kind of McKenzie kind of fell short. And it wasn't even this most recent week. I think it was the move with Leah. I think that was if McKenzie does go, that's going to be the move that I think really hurt her, which is crazy to think about because we've had two other HOHs since then. But now we're in a position where McKenzie's not able to compete in the final four. And that's really where you want to make sure you have numbers. That's really where you want to make sure you have numbers. So, but the final four week is the veto is the most important power of the week. The HOH keeps you safe, but the veto is what's going to determine like who goes, how you can affect who's in the final three. And so, this veto competition is, I'm really excited. I'm going to be all over Twitter for Saturday waiting for the POV to get played. I'm going to be all over it. So really excited, really been enjoying this season, really been enjoying covering it with you guys, been enjoying all the comments, been enjoying the interactions. It's been a lot of fun. And you know, for those of you that have made it to this point for the spoilers, sometimes I just, there's times that I mention it and then a couple weeks go by where I don't put a spoiler and then I end up, you know, kind of forgetting and then just putting something in the thumbnail that I'm not really thinking about. So I appreciate you guys all keeping me honest. I really do. You know I joke and I kid about, you know, not going on YouTube and all, but realistically I understand that, you know, people get notifications and you're doing what we're asking and what I'm asking and, you know, turning on those notifications. So I do appreciate that. So I'm going to make sure that I am not doing something that affects you being a very incredible supporter. So I appreciate you. I appreciate the comments, everybody letting me know. I appreciate you all joining me here on the Winner's Circle. I will be back next week for our final four recap. And then we'll be getting ready for the finale episode. Really excited. I love you guys. I appreciate you. Give me a thumbs up in the comments if you made it all the way to the end. We're right here at the final 3 seconds of the episode. I appreciate you joining me here on the Winner's Circle. I will see you next time.